For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage is Mike Gray, the author of Drug Crazy and the chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy, CSDP.org.
Mike, I look forward to seeing you at the Normal Conference in San Francisco. And what have we accomplished over the last year? What might we accomplish this next year?
Well, I think the issue of medical marijuana has really swept the country. According to one poll, 80% of the American people now believe that sick people should have access to this stuff. The 20%, unfortunately, includes the United States Congress. There are a lot of congressmen, congresswomen, who know the truth about this, who know that marijuana helps, who have had relatives. Dana Rohrabacher, for example, a very, very conservative congressman from a very conservative district, Orange County, here in California, couldn't be more right-wing than Orange County. He had an experience with, I believe it was with his mother, had a very touching and grim experience with end-of-life issues, and marijuana really helped, and he saw it, and he got it, and he's an absolute convert, and he's not only supporting it, he's sponsored many of the bills to make marijuana available to sick people. I think the message is beginning to sink in, and the normal conference in San Francisco, I'm sure, will affirm that. We're going to be hearing from people from all over the country and all over the world, actually, who are on this issue right now and doing their best to stop this madness, this witch hunt, this bizarre canyon we've gotten ourselves into here by stigmatizing marijuana as the devil weed, which clearly it is not. It's less harmful than alcohol by any measure. What I'm saying is, it was a tragic failure for alcohol. It has been a tragic failure for marijuana, and it's going to continue to be until we straighten up and fly right. We've got to, somehow or other, bring this country into conformity with reality here and recognize that marijuana is indeed a very useful herb, well-known and well-reported for 5,000 years. It also was completely legal in the United States as a medicine until 1941. And then it was removed from the pharmacopoeia of acceptable drugs for political reasons. Everybody understands that who's studied the history at all. It was a witch hunt start to finish. What we were trying to do there, Dean, and I think everybody, as I say, if you read the history carefully, you'll understand, this had nothing to do with drug or danger or anything else. It had to do with stigmatizing Mexicans. We had too many Mexicans here. They were working too hard for too little money. Instead of drinking alcohol, they were smoking this weed, which didn't cost them anything, and can't have that in this country either.
That's Mike Gray on this week's Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.